You're listening to SBS News. At the heart of the plan is simple arithmetic. The federal government has announced its intention to force some migrants to live in regional areas for at least a few years to ease population pressure in Australia's big cities. Cities and Population Minister Alan Tudge says migrants are responsible for more than half the country's population growth, so encouraging some to live outside Sydney and Melbourne would ease congestion.
Net overseas migration accounts for 60% of the overall population growth and around 75% of the growth of the two big cities. So hence, settling even a slightly larger number of new migrants to the smaller states and to the regions can take significant pressure off our big cities.
But a Melbourne planning analyst says population pressures are so significant in Australia that encouraging migrants to live in regional areas would make little impact. Emeritus Professor of Environment and Planning Michael Buxton at RMIT University says the problem is governments have failed to plan and build the infrastructure to cope with rapid population growth. He says that's particularly true in Sydney and Melbourne. Alan Tudge concedes Sydney is in what he calls a catch-up stage when it comes to infrastructure. Professor Buxton says the infrastructure failings have occurred because governments have relied too much on the private sector.
They've deregulated governance and left a lot open to the private sector. So there's a sort of mentality built up in Australian governments that governments really don't need to do too much. And they've handed over responsibility to the private sector for more and more decision making. And when it comes to an issue such as infrastructure, this mental attitude has really caught them short and led to a crisis.
Professor Buxton says Melbourne is adding 1 million more residents every 8 years, with some forecasts predicting the population will reach 10 million by 2050. He says even if the federal government relieved that population pressure by convincing 1 million migrants to settle in regional areas, Melbourne and Sydney would still face challenges.
The scale of the increase is still going to be concentrated in the capital cities, despite Herculean attempts by government to develop regional settlements, along with a massive infrastructure cost that will involved, such as the opposition in Victoria now proposing nearly $20 billion to provide fast rail.
Professor Buxton says some of the most congested cities in the world, like Los Angeles, are taking infrastructure challenges seriously, with significant investment in public transport.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, all the West Coast cities have got massive new public transport infrastructure programs involving a complete rebuilding in many cases of the city's public transport. And over the rest of the world, or much of the world, governments actually play this role, including the big mega Asian cities. So governments really need to adopt the responsibility of planning and anticipating the infrastructure needs and then going about building it and stop being reactive and, as Mr. Tudge said, trying to play catch-up.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.